Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities March monthly podcast. Fixed income markets experienced remarkable volatility in March. The recent focus on persistent inflation, robust economic activity, and continued central bank tightening became overshadowed by the onset of turmoil in the banking sector. This pushed government bond yields lower and saw risk assets sell off. Following the collapse of Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank in the United States, and Credit Suisse in Europe, support from authorities across the US, Europe, UK, and elsewhere helped to soothe investor and consumer anxiety. Notably, the Federal Reserve acted promptly to provide the US banking system with essential liquidity through the discount window and through the introduction of the Bank Term Funding Program. Fears of contagion and further knock-on effects from rapid monetary tightening remain, however, and has led to a sharp shift in policy rate trajectories, in particular for the Fed. In terms of position changes in March, in response to market fluctuations, the duration position underwent several adjustments over the course of the month. On net, we trimmed approximately 2 years to headline duration, with the majority of this decrease being in the intermediate part of the curve. Against this, we added duration in the wings, the front and long end, by approximately 2 years. Once the market rapidly repriced the December policy rate from 5.25 at the beginning of the month to 3.80 by mid-month, we increased the short euro-dollar position. This helped our overall position as the market increasingly digested the possibility that the banking crisis might not develop into a more systemic event. In foreign exchange, we took significant long positions in the Japanese yen and euro currencies, both versus the US dollar, down to 0 and 2% respectively, as both saw significant appreciation during the month. The rest of the currency complex was left relatively unchanged. The largest change to emerging currencies was our increase of more than 5% to the Mexican peso. We did this to adjust the portfolio as increasingly more central banks paused their monetary tightening. Finally, there was no material change to swap spreads or inflation-linked positions. So for performance in March, duration and yield curve was the most significant contributor to performance, mainly due to tactical U.S. duration management over the month. High yield credit was the most significant detractor from performance, mainly driven by Credit Suisse exposures. Emerging markets also added to returns as a result of exposures in Brazil, Mexico, Poland, and Indonesia and India. Overall currency positioning was also a positive contributor. The positive performance from EM currencies was driven mainly by the Mexican peso, as well as to exposure to the South African rand, Indonesia rupee, and Brazilian real. While in developed markets, currencies were driven by long Japanese yen and euro currency exposures. Investment grade credit was a modest negative contributor, mainly due to banking exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the arc of the disinflationary process should prove to be long and uneven, and the patience of investors and policymakers will be tested. Our position continues to be that with the disinflationary process underway and that with meaningful policy tightening yet to work through the system, steady progress toward the Fed's long-term objectives will be achieved. In line with this monetary policy regime, growth in nominal spending has decelerated steadily over the past 2 years. In fact, nominal domestic demand, spending by consumers, businesses, and government, grew at no faster pace in the fourth quarter of 22 than was seen in the 2 years prior to COVID. Without sustained increases in nominal spending, inflation can't continue. And the progress on that front last year was undeniable. Again, with downward trends in place and the lagged effects of monetary tightening still working their way through the system, the war on inflation is being won. So that concludes our podcast for March. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.